proposal.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, President. First of all, I'd like to emphasize in this high-level segment that we are living in extremely complex international context in which the Conference on Disarmament acquires greater relevance as a multilateral forum for disarmament negotiations. Argentina is following very closely the discussions on aspects related to the functioning of the conference, in particular with regard to the negotiations for the adoption of a program of work. We thank the recent presidencies for their efforts in this regard. We're open to dialogue, discuss, and contribute with ideas that help to find innovative proposals in a flexible and concrete manner with the aim of advancing the objectives of multilateral disarmament and arms control, which have been at the very heart of the United Nations since its creation in view of its founding mission is to maintain peace and security at the international level. Since the last statement we made in the high-level segment, we have witnessed the continuation of the crisis in the architecture of disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control, with new expressions of nuclear rhetoric and the increase of nuclear arsenals. Transparency and dialogue become more than ever imperative elements in this scenario. On this occasion, I reiterate Argentina's firm commitment to disarmament, non-proliferation, and the peaceful use of dual-use technologies. Mr. President, it is a priority for Argentina to move towards the goal of general and complete nuclear disarmament in an irreversible, verifiable, and transparent manner. Negotiations should also start leading to the establishment of a committee to review members' positions on disarmament and negative security assurances. The nuclear weapons states must provide unequivocal assurances that until their complete elimination is achieved, nuclear weapons will not be used against us. Looking ahead to the next review cycle of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, and the review conference in 2026, we regret that the 2023 Preparatory Commission in Vienna ended without consensus on its recommendations. As the country that presided over the 10th review conference, Argentina is aware of the difficulties of the process, but we must continue to work to strengthen the disarmament architecture and the commitments of states. Strict respect for the norms enshrined in the framework of the NPT is a guarantee for progress on the sustainable foundations on which the treaty is based. In this scenario, and on the basis of a nuclear program that has been in existence in Argentina for more than 7 decades, we renew our vocation for the exclusively peaceful uses of nuclear technology. In a world dominated by uncertainty, I want to reaffirm the historical value of the common work of Argentina and Brazil. More than 30 years ago in 1991, we formed the Brazilian-Argentine Agency for Accounting and Control of Nuclear Materials to verify the peaceful use of atomic energy in our countries through cross-inspections. Mr. President, I would also like to highlight the value of the Treaty of Tlatelolco in declaring Latin America and the Caribbean as a nuclear weapon-free zone. In doing so, the Treaty of Tlatelolco strengthened our regional position on non-proliferation and disarmament. We do hope that nuclear weapon states will recognize the principle of negative assurances and withdraw interpretative declarations to the protocols to the Treaty of Tlatelolco that run counter to the object and purpose of that instrument. With regard to outer space, Argentina reaffirms its commitment to the peaceful use and non-placement of weapons in outer space, either on celestial bodies or in orbits, an issue that is becoming increasingly important in the faces of ongoing technological developments and which we must discuss, therefore, substantively. In the field of conventional weapons, Argentina attaches great importance to playing an active role and continuous commitment to the Arms Trade Treaty, and we have been part of the group of countries co-sponsoring the treaty. I would also like to point out that Argentina has been and continues to be a promoter of confidence-building and transparency measures in various areas and supports the work that needs to be carried out in this regard by the Conference on Disarmament. In conclusion, I'd like to stress that the revitalization of the Conference on Disarmament depends on the political will of its members. As challenges to international security persist, we must demonstrate that the substantive work of this forum can continue to make a concrete contribution to the maintenance of international peace and security. Thank